You remember the movie Casablanca, where everybody goes to Rick's.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Washington, D.C. has had its series of Ricks over the years, like Duke Ziebert's, Maison Blanche, and Paul Young, all places where movers and shakers went to dine and broker deals. These days, it's the Bombay Club, one block from the White House. It's been there for nearly 30 years, turbaned waiters with white gloves serving Indian dishes to presidents and tourists long before Indian food became popular in the U.S. The owner is Ashok Bajaj, whose dining empire includes seven other locations in Washington, many serving the cuisine he grew up with in New Delhi. And Ashok Bajaj joins us now. Mr. Bajaj, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, first of all, you opened your first restaurant, the Bombay Club, in 1988 when you were just in your 20s. Is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Indian food, was that familiar to your restaurant goers at the time when you first founded the Bombay Club, or did you have to sort of sell it to them?
No, it was a challenge, I have to say that. People were always thought Indian food was way too spicy. And I just said, no, Indian food is flavorful. It's not spicy. No, it was an education. You know, I used to write cue cards, the dishes to order, you know, whether you like seafood, you like chicken, you like lamb. So I used to make it I used to carry all the small cards in me. I used to say, okay, this is what you order when you go to the restaurant.
Mm. Now, of course, India is a giant country with many cuisines that sort of come together to make Indian cuisine. I mean, was there a particular region that you featured in the restaurant or...
To best of my knowledge, I think we were the very first Indian restaurant in U.S. to do regional Indian cuisine. There were not many Indian restaurants then in the country. And so we were doing food from northern India. We were doing Goan food. We were doing Parsi food. We were doing food from the south. So we were introducing slowly but surely, you know, different regional cuisines. So menu was from all over the country.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, of course, my family comes from India as well. My father's Bengali and my mother's Konkani. And I have to say one thing, that the two foods are very, very different. I mean, do you serve like Bengali-inspired fish dishes?
Yeah, well, we do. You know, we serve Bengali-inspired fish dishes, and fish malai is one of them, and that's the beauty about of India is that you can serve so many different dishes from different regions, and they all can be very flavorful and enjoyable. And I think the stigma which Indian food carried, that curry houses, the food is very spicy, has obviously diminished a lot.
Yeah. So did you have difficulty sourcing all the ingredients that you needed at the beginning, or was that not a problem?
I used to fly some Kashmiri chilies and some other spices from India, but now it's not the case. But initially when I opened, we used to fly some of the spices from India. But now you can source them here.
Yeah. I just have memories of as a child, of my mother having to make do with lots of substitute ingredients, which weren't the same, but which you got as close as possible. So you are very, very successful. You have multiple restaurants now, as we've said. And in fact, you've served presidents. So which of the American presidents have come to your restaurants?
President Clinton came to the restaurant many times. President George Bush Sr. came to my restaurant many times. Even during the President Bush Jr., before going to the inaugural ball, the whole Bush family gets together at Bombay Club before going to the inauguration. And then I had the pleasure of having President Obama at my restaurants and the First Lady.
Do you mind if I ask what the presidents have eaten?
Oh, God, we signed this confidential agreement. We can't talk about it.
I was hoping to get some White House secrets from you about favorite cuisine. Now, of course, hosting a president's a big deal. I mean, what happens when they come to the restaurant?
A lot of good things happen. First of all, there is a professional satisfaction on the entire team that our restaurant is good enough for the President of the United States to come and visit you. In lots of time, when guests are visiting from all around the globe, they want to eat what the President ate. So it's a wonderful thing when it happens.
But you still won't tell me what the Presidents have eaten.
Well, okay, so all the Presidents are different, right? So they all have very varied taste. But President Clinton lived in London and in Oxford when he was studying, and he knew Indian food well. And, you know, President Obama and Mrs. Obama are very adventurous eaters as well. And when they come, they ask for a tasting menu, you know, which is wonderful for the chef because they get to cook for the president whatever they like. And so, you know, different presidents, you know, eat differently.
Yeah. So from your view, since 1988 to now, how has the restaurant scene in Washington changed?
Oh, God, Megan, I mean, it's changed tremendously. I mean, 25 years ago when I opened my first restaurant, Bombay Club, now I own 8 restaurants in Washington, and they're all different. I did not open my second Indian restaurant for 16 years. I opened after Bombay Club. I opened 701 Modern American Cuisine. Then I opened Oval Room, another Modern American Cuisine, just across from the Bombay Club. So I have opened a number of different restaurants. So city has grown. And, you know, what's also changed in D.C. is there are a lot of, like, neighborhood have come up in D.C. You know, it used to be you're in Georgetown or you're in DuPont Circle. Now you have Shaw neighborhood. You have Northeast. You have Capitol Hill. And restaurants are sprouting all over the city, and they are run by young chefs who are doing amazing stuff in D.C. And the city have changed tremendously, and for the better.
For the better, but I wonder if you think that while Indian food is more familiar to, you know, not just people in the nation's capital, but elsewhere in the country, that folks are still eating, you know, a particular type of Indian food, a stereotypical type. I mean, because I've had conversations with chefs of, say, Chinese origin who say, you know, when you go to a Chinese restaurant, you're eating American Chinese food, not real Chinese food. Is it the same problem here with Indian food?
No. Okay, so if immigration laws become a little bit looser, means they allow us to bring more professional chef to the country, I think cuisine will even get more better. I think Indian food is delicious and it will be very well received. No, we don't serve watered-down Indian food in our restaurant. I'm lucky to have some of the best chefs in the world. Look, I mean, when did you hear an Indian restaurant getting 4-star from a major newspaper? Washington Post, I think 6 years running, we are the 4-star restaurants in D.C. Okay. First Indian restaurant to ever be nominated and then winning a James Beard Award. I mean, these things were not happening 10 years ago or 15 years ago. So, you know, obviously Indian food is very well received now.
Yeah. You know, I am curious, though. You've been doing this for a long time, and the restaurant industry is very difficult, right? The hours are grueling. The risks are high. The margins can be thin. The standard of service can be unrelenting. Customers get unhappy. Employees get unhappy. I mean, I understand you have been sued in the past. Are there ever days?
Once. And okay. Unfairly.
Well, I'm just wondering if there are ever days where you think, I've done enough and maybe I want to try something else.
Okay. So that's why you have to love what you do. Times can be difficult at times when you have snow and you have to close the restaurant for 4 or 5 days and saying, God, you know. But for me, creating different cuisine, different restaurants, I guess I'm lucky. There's a lot of satisfaction. For me personally, I'm going to speak for myself. It's, you know, your restaurants are busy and then you're sending people away with memories. They celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and then they go away with joy, and you're building memories for people. What more one can ask for?
Yeah. Ashok Bajaj is founder of the Knightsbridge Restaurant Group, which runs the Bombay Club and 7 other award-winning restaurants in Washington, D.C. A great pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.